of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Many years ago, there was a TV series, and it was quite many years ago. It was back in the 80s, and to those who are younger, that's 1980s. There was a TV series called The A-Team. And one of the key persons, one of the key characters in that TV series was someone called Mr. T. And he was quite a character himself. He had a favorite saying that he was well known for. He would say, "I pity the fool who so-and-so." You'd hear it often in the show, "I pity the fool." In our gospel reading today, Jesus tells a parable about a rich man. And because of his actions, we read, "But God said to him, fool." I can almost just hear it in the words. You know what God's saying? Pity the fool. Look what he's doing. The rich man was foolish. Not because he was rich, but because his life was centered on himself and his riches. Just when he thought he had it made, his time in this life was up. He may have stored things up for this life, but he gave no heed to the life to come, to eternal life. And we need to make sure we never get caught up in that kind of foolishness. Now, in this parable, this rich man was a prosperous landowner. Now, in the parable, Jesus doesn't suggest that he was in any way dishonest. He came by his wealth through honest effort. Hard work. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. We are to be good stewards of the talents and abilities the Lord has given us and work hard and provide for ourselves. His crops were so huge he had to expand even. And by the world's standards, he was very successful. So why is he called a fool? Because his sole ambition in life was his riches. Jesus describes a man's thoughts in the parable. He says, "The rich man thought to himself," is the way Jesus described it. And you know, what we say to ourselves in our inner thoughts is pretty important. It reveals our inner man, our inner person, who we really are. Now, it's important what we say to others, to our spouses, our friends, our priests, those we work with, and so on. But you know, what we say to ourselves, what we think inside ourselves, that shows us who we really are, a real person. So what did this farmer say to himself? What was he thinking? Well, looking at his bumper crops, he could have thought of the fertile land that God had given him, of the rain and the sunshine that God had provided to him. And he could have given God thanks for that. He could have thought of his excellent health that he had up to that point, and the many faithful workers who had helped cultivate his soil and helped produce such an abundant of harvest for him. He could have thanked God for all these things. He could say, "Thank you, Lord. You've given me much. And to show my gratefulness, I'm going to use some of the things that you've given to me to help others, to give back a portion of that which you've given to me." That's what he could have thought. Unfortunately, that's not what he was thinking. As we listen to this conversation within himself in this parable, we see that he's completely unaware of what God or others have done for him to help make him prosperous. His only thoughts are of himself, how he can best hoard what he has got. "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods." All he can say is, I. Me, mine. Not once does he think of anyone else who might have had anything to do with his success in life. He was a self-centered person who actually lived in a very little world, bounded on the north, south, east, and west by himself. That's all he thought about. The rich farmer continues his conversation. He says, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years." He was ready to retire and enjoy life. Now, there's nothing wrong with retiring and having been wisely saved up for retirement. And I know of at least two really old clergy here that have retired from their secular jobs, so I guess it must be okay. But it goes back to what your focus in life is. This man's wealth gave him a false sense of security. He thought because of what he had built up, he didn't need God. He looked to his riches as a bulwark against troubles. He never even thought about death coming. His riches made it difficult for him to even contemplate he might die soon. Yet he only had one day left. At the pinnacle of success, God comes to him and calls him a fool. "This night your soul will be required of you." Why? Because he was preoccupied with lesser things. He was so focused on making a living, he forgot about life, eternal life. He built up his riches, but gave no thought to those eternal treasures. What is truly, truly important. And despite his worldly success, this man was a fool. He forgot God. He forgot his neighbors. He forgot others. He became actually poor, very poor spiritually. Now we may be thinking, boy, there are going to be a lot of rich folks like this who are going to be surprised one day. But you know, this can happen to any one of us, no matter how much we have. Even if we don't have a lot, if the warning to all of us is not to become so focused on the things of this life, we forget our spiritual life. The world measures success by the material things you collect over your lifetime. That's what seems to be important to those in the world. But you know, the truly successful are those who are rich in faith and love towards God and towards others, and who share what God has given to them. Now, God the Father cared enough for us, though, to not just give us this parable as a warning. He sent His Son, a Savior, so that we could stop acting like fools. Christ came that we might have life, real life, not life tangled up in money, but free, abundant life, living in communion with our God, which is what the most important thing is. The rich farmer was so wrapped up in himself, he didn't even have anyone to leave his goods to. But how much did he leave? Everything. To no one. He's asked, "The things you prepared, whose will they be?" And they did him absolutely no good. And we read, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." St. Paul wrote to Timothy along the same lines. He says, "Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." And that applies for all of us, that we may lay hold of that which is true life indeed, eternal life. It is a fool who just lays up treasures just for themselves here in this life and is not rich towards God. And the true wealth is that which is accumulated by a soul that has come to know God, that's learned to pray, that's learned to give thanks, and to love and help others, and who thinks more than just of himself. So let's focus on eternal riches that last a lifetime and beyond. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.